I was asked by the mayor to run the meeting tonight. I'll call to order, roll call, Mayor Fuchs. Trustee Zidell.
Here, present.
Trustee Grunwald.
Present.
Trustee Greenberg, not here, and myself is here, so we're four. I'll open the public comment period. Did anybody want to make a comment? Jen, anybody filled out a form? So as no one is here to make any public comments, I will close the public comment period, and I will make a motion to open the public hearing for Veolia, water tank 83, Haley Drive. Will I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0-1. We basically opened a public hearing for Veolia. They were at the same time moving in with the planning board and the zoning board, I believe. We have them here tonight. Is there anyone who has any comments for Veolia water tank from the public? Does the applicant want to say anything tonight to add to what we have already so far?
No, thank you.
No problem. So,
yeah, you should be in the zone.
Okay, so I'll make a motion. First, I'll make a motion to.
We're closing the public hearing.
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of conditions, and this is before the board, so I don't know if you really want to have to read.
No, I'm not reading the whole thing.
Yeah, you have to read it.
So, what do I have to read? Nothing?
You don't have to, because it's.
So, what do I read? First, I'll make a motion to read the top thing?
Yeah, make a motion to adopt the resolution approving the special permit with conditions that's before the village board.
Okay, so I will first make a motion to close the public hearing for Veolia water tank. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0-1. And I will make the following motion, a resolution approving a special permit for a water tank for Veolia with conditions as stated in front of the board. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0-1. So the motion was approved for the special permit. You have all the conditions. The clerk will forward it to you tomorrow with the votes, the total, the vote tally, and the final copy of the resolution.
And there's no changes from what you've seen already.
So motion was approved, and you guys can move forward. I think you have a zoning board next month.
No, next week.
Yeah. Moving, okay, got it.
Yeah, to get the public meeting.
To get the public hearing for next month, I got it. For the following one. Okay, perfect.
You're welcome to stay if you want for the rest.
You're welcome to stay, but again, we're looking forward for that new water tank not to exceed the other one, the height, and we're looking forward for a nice addition, and hopefully it will be non-invasive as some residents were nervous about.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was asked by one of my fellow members if you guys are planning on painting the other one. That's once the new one is going to be built.
Correct, afterwards.
After the new one is built, that's when they. I got it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you. Okay, I'll move to the next step, the approval of treasury report. Do I have any of the trustees who wants to make a motion?
$177,673.56 set forth on page 6 in the monthly affidavit listing dated November 28, 2023 through December 18, 2023 as submitted is hereby approved subject individual audits by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls of December 1, 2023 and December 15, 2023 are set forth in the payroll in the amounts of $11,477.80 and $11,511.02 respectively, are hereby submitted for approval subject to the individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Second by?
Aye.
Second by Ranan.
Second by Ranan, Zaidel.
All in
favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
4-0-1. Thank you, Trustee Grunwald. I'll move on to the next approval of minutes from the Village Board meeting of 11-27-2023. I know the clerk has presented us with the meeting minutes. I'm sure the board members had a moment to review it, so I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes of Village Board meeting of November 27, 2023. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Grunwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0-1. The following is the Cultural Center report. Good day. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Thank
That's
you.
Good. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Hey, how are you?
Good.
Really good.
Can I ask a question?
So, go ahead. Good day. Good day. Go ahead.
She has a copy.
Go ahead.
Good evening. We fought for the Cultural Center. The holiday season art exhibition, the Pomona Eclectic, opens Sunday, November 26th, with opening reception Sunday, December 17th. Originally, it was scheduled for December 3rd. The show featured 9 artists, all residents from the village of Pomona. Participating artists include Alice M. Huey, Leslie D. Kenny, Barbara Pollitt, Ray Lexstein, Simon DeRustin, Rita Louie, Carol Greif-Legstein, Corinne Louie, and Adrian Heyman. A live music performance feature a duo with Pomona resident Mitchell Sedler and Jim West. The event was streamed live via YouTube. A live refreshment was served. Thank you to Dalo Masaata for his assistance providing live streaming. The New Year 2024 Winter Blues Music Concert scheduled for Saturday, January 6, 2024 at 7:30 p.m. will feature the band Smithy Struts with Michael Smith and Contemporary Dennis, Cliff Galton, The Air, and Marcus McLaren, David Gibson, and Ron Ruffin vocal. The event will be open for live attendance and will be streamed live via only.com. Live refreshment will be served. And thank you again to Chuck Dolan. The Winter Art Exhibition 2024 is scheduled to open on Sunday, February 4th, 2024 at 2 p.m. with an opening reception the following Sunday, February 11th, from 4 to 7 p.m. More detail on the artists in the January report. And the March show concert is scheduled to open March 16, 2024 at 7:30 p.m. The proposed budget would be $150 for refreshment and $800 for the musician, for a total of $950. I would like to the mayor, deputy mayor, the board would like to approve of the budget $950 for the March tour concert.
I'll make a motion to approve the March tour concert for $950, $800 for musicians, and $150 for refreshments. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zaidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0-1. Good day. I have an update for you. I called the guy up that we spoke about to do the painting.
Yes.
He told me the winter it's a bit too cold to paint outside.
Yeah,
so he suggested as soon as it's going to get a bit warmer, he's going to come and do all the jobs. That's what he said. If he doesn't, then we'll get somebody else.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Besides, if you tell me it's an emergency, it needs to be done tomorrow.
Okay. No.
No? It's okay? Thank you. G'day, thank you for everything.
Thank you so much. Can I go home? I'm a...
G'day. You take care of yourself.
Yes, I get a flu shot today.
You got to run that cultural center, right?
Please stop by to see the whole...
I drove by it. I see it outside. I see it's safe. I know it's good.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, G'day, for everything you do.
Thanks.
Okay, next thing on the agenda, new business. We have a snow removal contract. We need to approve it. Where is it? Do we get a copy? Thank you. So I'll make a motion to approve the snow removal contract for Village Hall for the amount of $1,950 and for the Cultural Center for $1,620 to Chris Meredith Landscaping. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0-1. The mayor can sign the resolution, the contract. Again, Chris Meredith is someone who's been doing our village for the last couple of years. He's been doing a reasonable job. Whenever Jenna feels there's an issue, she calls them and they go out right away. They also do our maintenance in the parks. So whenever the garbage can is full or something like that during the season, they go and clear it up. They usually answer within a day, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Usually
Ventilator is helpful. Or, yes, so, but we do get some communication back.
Yeah.
So hopefully, moving forward, the Village Hall and Cultural Center, if there's a snow coming down, they will take care of it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, next thing on the agenda is the approval of meeting dates for the year of 2024. So we have the dates as Jenna prepared them. She was very careful to make sure it doesn't fall on any specific holidays. There was, I think, only two of the dates that were changed a little bit, the one in December and I think one in April. Otherwise, they're pretty much the same date. So I'll make a motion to approve the Village of Pomona Board of Trustees schedule of 2024 as in front of the board. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0-1. Old business. We have in front of us Haley 2 Estate. So basically we approved, I think it was last meeting or two meetings ago, we approved the taking over ownership for the roads of Klinger Court and Cornell Peak, and dedicating them, dedication of them, and we have received from the applicant, the owner, we have received a bunch of documents in order to transfer the deed and all other paperwork that needs to be transferred. In order for that, Mr. Nugent has prepared us a resolution so that the mayor can sign the tax documents and execute the transfer of documents. So I'll make a motion to approve the resolution authorizing the mayor to execute transfer documents as set forth in front of the board members in their resolution for the Haley Estate 2 dedication from Briar Farm, identified as Cornell Peak and Klinger Court. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0-1. Okay, I'll make another motion as we have changed. We, in our last resolution, when we approved the return of the security bond, we have asked them a maintenance bond, a performance bond. And the performance bond was set for $40,000, and we'd like to make a motion to change that to $20,000. So, Brian, would you read reduce it to $20,000? Would you want to read the resolution?
Yeah, I can just state it. So the resolution will be to reduce the performance bond that was previously set at $40,000 to now be reduced to $20,000.
Motion. I make the motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Grunwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0-1. Yes, we have another motion regarding new business that was not on the original agenda, but it was supposed to be on. It's approving the return of I make a motion on that.
Yeah, do you want me to read it?
Yes, please.
So I'll state the resolution. Someone can adopt it. The resolution is therefore be it resolved that the above whereas clauses will be incorporated. Section 2, the Village Board hereby authorizes the Mayor in consultation with the Village Treasurer to release the remaining balance of $6,000 of the subject escrow, also known as Account A, after satisfaction of outstanding professional fees due to the Village. And the Mayor or any other officer or employee as directed by the Mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provisions of the resolution. Section 4, this resolution shall not authorize the release of any funds from Account B on deposit with the Village. And last section, this resolution shall be effective immediately. And this is a resolution authorizing the release of certain escrow funds deposited by Lou Development LLP.
I'll adopt this motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0-1. Jenna, I guess you will let Dorinda know that she can release $6,000 back to Lou Development from account A. I think there's a bit more left, but the rest should go to the Village to cover the fees of the engineer. So $6,000 can go back to the owner. Okay, next, building and maintenance, cultural center maintenance. We just mentioned it earlier. It's gonna be done in the spring. Trustees period. Do I have any comments from the trustees? Mayor, do you have any comments? Trustee Zeidel, any comments?
I do want to mention something very important. First of all, thank you, Jenna, for following up with the State Highway Department, whoever was the one that took care of
Ramapo
Highway. They were able to fix the hole in the ground. I got a couple of calls on it, or actually this week, thanking us, believe it or not,
nice.
For taking care of it expeditedly. I think it was less than a week that it was done, and people were very, very satisfied and happy. So thank you, Jenna, for being on top of that, and it's greatly appreciated. So as far as the safety issue there, it's a major. Also, very important, there was an email that was sent out to the Village. We had somebody that mentioned about the speeding, that it was an issue. We did put out a letter on the website stating that we highly, highly encourage people to slow down significantly. I'm on the road out all day. There's a lot of people out on the road all day. And, people did take that very seriously. And I've also gotten a lot of feedback from people telling me, thanking the board and thanking everybody, the mayor, for putting out that letter.
Jenna
actually prepared it. But I just want you to know that people did call me because of my communications relation. They actually called me and did state to me and thanking me for putting that letter out. Because that really made a tremendous awareness amongst the community members, and they also. So I, one of the things that I did tell people that yes, you are aware of it, but if you have any guests or any people or anybody that you know about, let them know. Check out the website, see exactly what's going on. And I think it was an extremely positive letter when it came to the mentioning of the speed. So people were very serious about it. So I really am very happy about that. So,
Ronan, thank you for bringing positive feedback to us back to the Village. It's always good to hear that residents do thank after you fix certain things or try to do the good thing. And Jenna works very hard. And I'm sure Jenna, when she puts out something good, she gets more complaints. But at least you get the positive feedback, so thank you.
One thing that I do have to say is that...
only good things.
only positive things, is that thankfully there's been the communication that has been going on since the new trustees were voted in, and Jenna, of course, coming in here, the communication just in general from the residents, and I get a lot of questions, a lot of communication, a lot of requests, etc. I know I'm in touch with Jenna, but everybody's very happy for very, very quick responses that have been going on within a day, 24 hours.
We're lucky we have a great clerk.
And it's all thanks to Jenna.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. Really a lot of positive feedback from the residents of the village. So just wanted to give you a thumbs up. Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, trustees, Trustee Grunwald, any comments?
Yeah, I have a couple of people approaching. As you all are familiar, that there were a couple of accidents just the past 7 years since I live here, by Campbell and Leydentown.
Oh, yeah. Here, by the corner,
like, right here, the
there's a lot of accidents.
The issue has been dealt with. Well, we approached the... Okay, you know what, finish, and then we'll give you the rundown.
So just asking, even just a stop sign, not a traffic light, maybe just a one-way stop sign, just coming down like this, just going up, it shouldn't be, but just coming down like this, they're not coming down full speed, and accidents always happen, like with that. I mean, I witnessed a couple already, too.
So the mayor, you have any comments on this? So,
through the years, myself, last I approached, first of all, the state.
Here, we're talking here.
Yeah, I'm saying I think we're talking about a situation which I think we need to understand has an overarching issue. Now, as far as your specific location is within the village structure, we can approach Martin Spence to start doing work on it. That being said, I think it's connected. So I'm not saying I'm a expert in traffic patterns, but it doesn't take an expert to understand that there's a connection to what happens here.
202 on Camp Hill.
Okay.
People want to catch that light, so they come down.
That's actually a stop sign. You block that speed.
Because they're coming and speeding, and then if that accident doesn't happen down there, it happens up there. So we have the power to deal with there. I think we should reignite and push it. Yeah, we tried with the state multiple years, but they refused. But maybe we should try again.
So the state told us that it's $2.4 million. We are working with the town of Ramapo, hoping that if we can get some funding via our congressman, that will help us be able to deal with that intersection. But I heard the mayor said that he's okay for Martin Spence do a review. So if the mayor's okay, I'll make a motion to approve up to $1,000 from Martin Spence, our village engineer, to make a study at the intersection of Camp Hill and Leydentown, to add a stop sign for the Camp Hill going down
towards the 202.
Towards the 202. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Grunwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now, just to point out, we already approved them. I just reminded myself, we approved them to make a study about closing down Leydentown on the other side, and we approved funding for that. So if he's going to do that study and he can incorporate this, hopefully it'll be less money, because if he's anyways at this intersection, let him give us a report on both things.
Perfect.
So hopefully if he gives us a report on both, that would help us, because I think Camp Hill, this intersection, is also partially Pomona, partially Ramapo, so we may need their approval for it too. But we will, Jenna, if you can tell Martin that based on the previous resolution we made, that he should do a study for Leydentown past Camp Hill, he should also do a study about adding a stop sign southbound towards the 202 on Camp Hill by the intersection of Leydentown. Thank you.
Thank you,
Trustee Grunwald, for bringing this up.
Thank you.
Okay, so do we thank you for everyone for trustees period, office period. Jenna, anything?
She has notes. No, I did have a lot of notes, but actually, Raina covered it all.
Okay.
Yeah, I did have a lot of notes.
Great, so nothing for office
covered
period.
Covered it all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, really you
been,
brought up the 30 miles per hour. She wanted to tell you about
the street parking was most of the things.
I know that the Havistrup police does go around now after midnight, sometimes during the week, and gives out tickets for cars that are parked after midnight. They try to respect when it's legal public holidays, not to be more enforceable, besides if somebody actually calls and complains. So on religious or legal holidays, they try to not go around, but if somebody calls in, the law is the law, and you can't leave your car after midnight on the streets. It is actually very dark, and it's hard to see. So yes, having the cars parked in the driveways would be much more helpful. I still don't understand sometimes why, besides when you have guests, why would a car park on the street? But it's not something that we could control, and we don't have the legal authority. We can have a law, but it's the police. So we do suggest, and Jenna, if any resident calls to complain, tell them they can call Havistro or Ramapo police wherever they live, and they will come out to ticket that person. Believe me, they get one ticket, two tickets, three tickets, they will not park on the street. Maybe the first one they'll forget, but the second, third, they won't. So it's the same thing, and the same thing with speeding. If a resident calls you about them seeing speeding, we can't do anything about it. We can encourage people, we can remind people, we can ask, but the only one that can enforce that is the police. I did see a lot more police presence in the last couple of weeks on different intersections in the village, and they were pulling over one after the other. And I'm sure when they pull over, those people will be more careful at those intersections. So again, I wish this would not be the case. I wish we would live in a much perfect environment. But as it is, you know, police is our only option if there is a problem to enforce the law. Anyway, so thank you. Yes, Trustee Grunwald, any other comments?
I actually had a resident ask me an interesting question last week. If the village could do something, his neighbor is parking on his front lawn on the grass. Is this something...
On the grass?
Yeah. Is this something...
Yeah, you can't... I don't think you can park on the grass. But is it at night or by day?
You said the whole time.
All time. So by day, you tell Jenna, tell the resident to send the exact address, and Jenna will send Bill Press, and he will issue a... And Bill will issue a violation based on village code. Yes.
Right, thank you.
Yes, that's not a moving violation. That's a parking violation. Yes, but it's on property, so Bill can issue a ticket, I guess, or a warning, and hopefully that will help.
All right. Thank you so much.
But have the residents send Jenna.
Them to send an email. Or
and maybe if they can send them. Also a picture, that helps. Yeah, that helps for the action. Okay. Anything for legal, Brian?
Nothing for the public.
Okay, nothing for public. Do I have to go into executive? Anything?
I don't have anything.
Anything for executive, Mayor? Mm-hmm. No. So I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting. Do I have a second? Second. Second by Trustee Grunwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. Have a good evening, everyone.